If you want to start the new year off with me in community in the highest vibration ever, there is still time to join the Reset Challenge. This is my absolute favorite way to kick off the new year, and it's something that we do every single year, so you don't want to miss out. It is a 10-day challenge where we focus on three things every single day to bring us into the best possible energy so that we can call in all of our desires and big goals and dreams for the new year. So for every day of the challenge, we are going to focus on movement, meditation, and manifestation, which means you are going to receive an at-home workout or yoga flow every single day guided by me, one of my guided meditations that are extremely famous. People love these things. And then you're also going to receive a daily mini manifestation challenge. So these are going to be tangible activities that you can complete that will help set you up to achieve your goals in the new year. On top of that, you are also going to receive a free copy of my ebook, New Year, New Magic, which is a super practical guide for reflecting, releasing, and learning how to manifest your deepest desires. Inside this ebook, you're going to find 87 pages, real stories and photos from my life and journey, plus 14 pages of journaling prompts and helpful work sheets at the back. On top of that, we are also going to provide you with plenty of materials so you are super prepared for this challenge. This includes playlists, journaling prompts, a target tracker, our group chat for accountability and Q&As with me, and so much more. All the workouts can be done from home in under 35 minutes or less with minimal to no equipment. And the guided meditations range from 5 to 15 minutes, so you can make sure that you squeeze them in your morning or in your evening, wherever it works for you. And everything is going to be done for you and provided in a really beautiful, easy to follow format so that you don't have to think or plan. Because I know all of us want to crush it in the new year. We all want to go in feeling like we're organized, we're prepared, we have our energy clear, we are set on our intentions, we know what we're doing, we have a plan. But this time of year is chaotic and it's busy. So I've done all of the hard work for you. You don't have to think, you don't have to plan, you don't have to stress. All you have to do is sign up and then show up for the challenge. And every single day, you will have your three action steps to take that will put you in the absolute best energy to crush your goals in the new year. The best part, it is so affordable. You can register now for just $55. That's the price of a coffee per day. Can you afford not to kickstart the new year as your best self? If you've ever wanted to work with me, but you felt like my programs were out of reach, the Reset Challenge is a super low cost way to get your foot in the door and to start your year with intention, clarity, community, and healthy habits. Plus, you're going to get access to all of the challenge content for the entire month of January so that you can rinse and repeat anything that you like to from the challenge for the whole month so that you are starting the new year with your best foot forward. Scroll down and click the link in the show notes below for all the dates and details and to register today. I cannot wait to see you guys inside the Reset Challenge. Welcome to the Makeshift Happen podcast. I'm your host, Samantha Daly, entrepreneur, life coach, and your no BS bestie, here to bring you all things mindset, manifestation, and personal development. This podcast is designed to help you expand your mind and up-level your life. So turn the volume up and roll the windows down if you're coming along for the ride. Let's go make shift happen. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm going to give you guys 10 different ways to help you start preparing for the new year, okay? So these are things that I've been doing for the past few years towards the end of the year, and I wanted to give them to you now in December because they're not like 10 things that you can just like get done in a day, right? They're not just 10 little journaling prompts. Like, they're actually things for you to do and clear out and clean up in your life that will help you just enter the new year with a really fresh and cleansed energy. So I'm going to share with you those 10 ways to kind of prepare yourself for the new year. You can take the ones that resonate the most with you and just leave the rest. Take what works for you and figure out how and when you'll be able to kind of implement it. If you can't get it done before the end of the year because there's holidays and all kinds of things coming up, it's really not a big deal. Like, still make time for it or space for it in January. Like, do it whenever, you know, but it's just, these are just really good ways to clean up your energy field and your environment and the things in and around your life to make sure that you're going into the new year with a clean slate and kind of a fresh energy. So, but before we dive into all of that, tickets are now on sale for the Reset Challenge. So if you participated last year, you'll already kind of know how it works. But if you're new or you didn't do it with me last year, the Reset Challenge is a 10-day challenge at the very beginning of the new year where we are going to together as a group commit to move, meditate, and manifest every single day for 10 days. So basically for the first 2 weeks of the new year from Monday to Friday, that gives us 10 days, 5 days in the first week, 5 days in the second week. I'm going to provide you with some form of daily movement, a daily guided meditation, and a mini manifestation challenge for the day. So this is going to be like a tangible activity that you're going to be able to do that day to help bring you closer to your manifestations. So for the movement, you're more than welcome to do your own movement if you prefer. If you like have a routine, if you know what you like, you can do your own movement by all means, but you will get a movement option from me as well. So we have 6 high intensity at home workouts and we have 4 active recovery yoga flows. So I'm going to guide all of them. They are videos that have been recorded of me doing the workout with you and guiding you and instructing you along the way. So they're real-time workouts in the sense that you play the video and you just follow along with me, but it's a pre-recorded video. So you will be able to do the workout wherever you are in the world at whatever time of day that you want. It's not like I'm doing it on live or something and you have to be there at a certain time. So that's what the movement portion is going to be like. And then obviously you've got the meditations and the mini manifestation challenges. I love this challenge so much because it's super quick and it's really affordable and it's a really fun way to just be able to get in community and also just be hang out with me and be in my energy at the start of the new year and kind of take advantage of that like fresh start feeling that we all get at the new year. And I know a lot of us feel like that fresh start energy can be sort of short lived and we let it die out. But I think it's important not to dismiss it and be like, oh, you know, I set these goals every year or I set this New Year's resolution and then I never follow through with it. So why would I even try? Like, I don't know. I'm just an eternal optimist. So that's not my vibe. I would rather be like, you know what? It's really fucking amazing that every single year, no matter what goals I've achieved or not achieved or resolutions that I've followed through with or not, every single year, like clockwork, I get reinvigorated and re-inspired to like set my goals and go after my dream life all over again. Like, how beautiful is that? So let's take advantage of that. Let's capitalize on that. Let's take that energy that we're already in and channel it into something really, truly productive so that we can set the tone for the rest of the year, you know? So walking into the new year and being like, you know what? This is who I'm choosing to be this year. This is how I'm choosing to show up. This is the foundation that I'm laying for the year ahead. These are the manifestations that I'm calling in. This is the type of person that I'm stepping into and I'm becoming and really showing up for that for the first 2 weeks. I just think it's so powerful and I love that. So I'm super excited to run the challenge. You also get a free copy of my New Year, New Magic ebook when you join the Reset Challenge. And that has all kinds of stories and photos from my real life, all of my best tips around manifestation, reflecting, letting go. And there's 14 pages at the back of journaling and worksheets to help you get organized and set up and in a space to really call in this next season or version of you for the new year. So that's a beautiful resource that you get just kind of added and thrown in there for free when you join. So if you guys are excited about it, make sure I'll leave the link in the show notes below this episode, but it'll also be in my bio on Instagram. Make sure that you go and you sign up. It's just $55, but there's going to be a early bird discount. So if you join in the first week, you'll get $10 off. So you can do the whole reset challenge for just $45. So I will leave all of the information in the show notes below, like the code that you need to use to save and the link of how you can sign up and check out and get registered for the challenge and all of that good stuff. Let's go ahead and get into these 10 ways to help you prepare for the new year. So the first thing is to declutter. So in order to manifest, we need to first create space to really receive our desires. So this little challenge is about decluttering some area of your home, okay? So it could be like a hall closet or a dresser drawer or your desk or your makeup collection or your entire garage or whatever, right? So you can make it as simple or small or as big and ambitious as you would like, okay? So you can declutter the desk drawer or you can declutter your entire garage, right? But just find something that you know needs decluttering and go in and remove those things that you no longer need or the things that you no longer use in order to create space for new energy and new possibilities, okay? So the thing that you declutter doesn't actually matter. Some people like overthink this and they're like, okay, well, if I'm trying to create new space for manifestation, then I need to declutter something specific that relates that. Not really. I mean, space is space. And by cleaning up, you create space. By decluttering, you create space. So don't overthink like the thing that you're actually decluttering. Just know that anytime that we send out that signal to the universe of like, hey, you know, I'm cleaning up my space, I'm decluttering, I'm getting rid of the things that don't serve me and making space for the new, it sends a powerful energetic signal. So that's all that you need. The second thing is to detoxify. So not like a juice cleanse. This is more of like a energetic or spiritual detox. So I want you to get like your sage or Palo Santo or anything that you like to kind of like burn and clear the energy with to prep for this little exercise. So you want to dedicate just a little bit of time and sit down with your journal and ask yourself these next few questions, okay? So burn your sage, clear the space, light a candle, make it a vibe, and then journal on these questions. Ready? Get your notes out. Here we go. Number one, what people or relationships in my life are no longer a full body soul yes for me? And how can I start to create boundaries around them or remove them entirely? Number two, what thoughts or beliefs am I holding on to that I cannot take with me to the next level of my life? What am I choosing to let go of? Okay, let's move on to number three, which is a digital diet cleanse. Okay, again, we're not talking about a juice cleanse. This is all things digital. So we know that our diet isn't just what we eat and drink, but that it's also the information that we consume on a daily basis. So this task is about looking through the list of the accounts that you follow on social media and going through and consciously unfollowing or muting anything or anyone that isn't really serving you, okay? So my standard for this is if it isn't making me happy, making me money, or making me better, I choose to let it go, Okay. So things that like make you laugh, that uplift you, that inspire you, that give you, you know, a kick in the butt, that maybe trigger you in like a good way to really like think about your life and what you're trying to create. All of that can stay. But everything that sends you spiraling into self-judgment or not enoughness or I need this to be happy, those things have to go. Okay. And this doesn't just apply to like friends and family and influencers, but I also want you to think about brands or companies that you might follow that serve no real purpose to you other than making you want to buy more shit. Okay. So there may be like fashion brands or makeup brands or skincare brands or whatever, bikini brands or whatever, right? That you're following and you're kind of like, do I need to be seeing this or is it just making me want to consume more stuff or be different in some way? Like I have to change myself in some way. So think about that. Number four is to share gratitude. So by now, you're probably well aware that gratitude is an important practice and it's very powerful. So we don't need to harp on why gratitude is important. But I don't want you to just simply make a gratitude list for yourself, right? What I want you to do here is to actually share your gratitude with others. So find some time to write a gratitude letter to one or two important people in your life and actually deliver it to them, okay? So this, you could send them a text or an email if you wanted to. Like you could make it digital, but handwritten is just so extra special. So if you can, if you have time and you can pull it off, like make a handwritten note or card or letter of some sort and send it to the person that you want to share your gratitude with. So the reason that this is powerful is because it not only allows you to sit and reflect on the people that you're most grateful for in your life, but it also sends the other person into a high vibrational state, right? So by opening this letter and reading about why they're an important person to you, about why you love them or care for them or are so grateful for them or to them, for all the specific reasons that you can share, by reading that, they are going to feel so, so, so expanded. They're going to feel in such a high vibrational state. And so you get to create a ripple effect by sharing your gratitude with people in this way. So, you know, you may already be sending out holiday cards. If you are, like, just make your message inside a beautiful message of gratitude. Like tell the other person really why you are thankful for them and what they bring to your life and why you love them so much. Number five is to tidy up. Okay. So you know how refreshed you feel when your space is neat and tidy. We all do. Like it's just, it's an energetic thing. It's a fact. Okay. When your shit is clean, you just feel so zen. So this is where I'm going to kind of peer pressure you into actually doing it, into actually tidying up. So this could be your workspace. Like if, whether you work in an office or you work from home, like your actual space where you work, whether it's just the desk or it's the entire room, office, it could be your living room, your bedroom, or maybe even like your car is a good one. Some people's cars get really messy. Yeah. So pick something that you feel like needs a good refresh and start tidying up. So this one is more about like the environments. Okay. So think about where you spend a lot of time, where you want your energy to be refreshed a little bit, and just pick a space, an entire space, right? So the living room or the bedroom or the workspace or your car, and tidy it up and just make it feel fresh. Number six is random acts of kindness. So a really great way to actually raise your frequency is to demonstrate kindness to others. So not only will you help the other person be in a higher energetic frequency because they will feel appreciated or they'll feel, you know, amazing for having received a beautiful act of kindness, but you will also in turn be able to raise your own frequency by demonstrating that kindness to other people. So This one is a challenge to do at least one random act of kindness. And I know the holidays is a time of year where we're a little bit more conscientious of this. And, you know, a lot of people are trying to pay for someone in the Starbucks line behind them or just kind of pay it forward in that way. So this is a good opportunity to remind you to, yeah, go ahead and go do that. This way, it's also an expansion exercise and it's kind of pushing you out of your comfort zone because it's really easy to do an act of kindness for your mom or your sister or your friend or someone that you love, right? So you can make it an expansion exercise as well if you push yourself to kind of do it for a stranger. So give someone like a really bold compliment or pay for the person behind you in the drive-thru or help out a homeless person in some way, whether you want to buy them a meal or deliver them a little package with some care goodies or donate something to an organization or a local shelter. But yeah, find something that is in alignment for you, that feels good for you, and just go ahead and make yourself do it. Like if I can peer pressure you in any way to do these things, I think it's beneficial, right? Sometimes we think about complimenting people, but then we like shy away. We're like, oh, I don't know. I don't want it to be weird. I'll just not say anything. But like, this is the moment where I get to be like, no, actually do it, right? Actually go and do the thing. Okay. We're all capable of it, but we just kind of got to stretch ourselves a little bit. So see how many you can get. You know, maybe you do just one, maybe you do three, maybe you do five, but make it a little challenge for yourself. I think this one is really beautiful and important. Number seven is screen cleaning. So we're talking a lot about cleaning up our energetic space, right? And tidying up and all that kind of stuff. So this is just another version of that, but it's about cleaning up your phone and your computer screens. So you're going to want to delete any apps on your phone or folders and files on your desktop or laptop computer that you don't need or that you don't use. So it's all about minimizing, refreshing, and organizing. Another good one in to go along with screen cleaning is to go through your camera roll. Oh my God, this is time consuming, you guys. Like, I know, but it feels so good when it's done. Go through your camera roll on your phone and clean that shit out. Like, you probably have so many duplicates, so many screenshots, like useless shit that just needs to go in the trash. So an optional thing to add to this, which I gave last year to my community, is if you're feeling really ambitious, you can even like turn your whole iPhone screen into a sleek and aesthetic mood board of sorts by using apps like WidgetSmith and Shortcuts. So I did this last year. You'll have to follow a YouTube tutorial and just, yeah, keep in mind that it is a little bit time consuming. So it's not something you can do in just a few minutes. You'll need to sit down and like have at least like an hour to kind of play around with it and make it how you want it to be. But YouTube it. And there'll be a bunch of tutorials teaching you how to turn your whole phone screen into a mood board, basically. So you may have seen mine before. I've shared it on Instagram stories a couple of times, but mine is like just like white and nudes and light peach pinks, and it has some affirmations on it, and all of my apps are like little aesthetic photos from Pinterest, and I don't receive any notification, like the red little circle that has like the number 20 for your notifications on top of the app. Like, I don't receive those anymore because I've made it in this way with WidgetSmith and whatnot. So it looks really clean and neat and beautiful. Like it says, inhale, exhale, the magic is in you, baby. Decide it. I make money with divine flow, just like magic. It's always increasing in ever exciting ways. Powerful and magnetic AF. Visualize your highest self and start showing up as her. Like, it's honestly a whole vibe, but I might want to redo it for this year because I'm getting a little bit sick of it because I've had it for a full year. But that's like a total bonus to the screen cleaning thing, okay? If you're really feeling it, you can go all out. Number eight is to unsubscribe, okay? Unsubscribe from emails because there is nothing more horrifying than having 100+ emails crowding your inbox from companies that you gave your email to one time so you could save 10%, or you don't even know how you got signed up to their email list or whatever. So it's time to unsubscribe, okay? This goes along with, you know, unfollowing all the things that you're going to unfollow on social media. There's probably like a lot of stores and brands and clothing places and stuff that you have subscribed your email to. And so without you knowing it, you're constantly getting bombarded with this feeling of like needing to be on top of trends or buy more stuff or have different clothes or have more makeup or all that kind of stuff. So it can be really helpful also from an energetic standpoint, not only from just like having a cleared out inbox, but also for your mental health and well-being and sanity to just not have all of those reminders all the time of flash sale, this percent off, buy this, new that. Like that can get overwhelming. So time to unsubscribe, okay? So it can be like time consuming and overwhelming to try and go through and figure out all the things that you are actually subscribed to and one by one go and unsubscribe. So something that I've used and that I've shared with my community before is called unroll.me. So unroll, like U-N-R-O-L-L dot me, M-E. It's a website, and basically you just put in your email and it will pull together in a couple of seconds every email subscription that you have, and it allows you to really easily choose the ones that you want to keep or remove. So that's a really great hack to help you get a squeaky clean and spacious inbox before the new year. Number 9 is to get healthified. I think it's fair to say that like almost everyone has some sort of health-related goal when going into the new year, right? So my health goals going into the new year in previous years were maybe like unhealthy health goals in terms of like, oh, I want to lose this much weight, or I want to look this certain way, or, you know, if I get this body, then I'll be happy. That's not really, I never want to perpetuate that way of thinking. So that's not what I mean with this. But it's just, it's an invitation to help you get prepared. Okay. So it could be cleaning out the pantry and stocking the fridge with some healthy groceries. It could be subscribing to a fitness program or app that you've been wanting to try. It could be downloading a meditation app. It could be researching coaches or therapists or holistic nutritionists that you want to work with. It could be stocking up on your favorite supplements or anything that you need to just like enhance your day-to-day healthy lifestyle. Or maybe it's treating yourself to a new yoga mat or some new gym gear that's going to make you really excited to do your workouts and get you in the vibe. Like it could really be anything, okay? It's not just about like food, or it's definitely not about weight loss goals. Like, no. But it's just an invitation to get prepared for how you want to cultivate more health and well-being for yourself in the new year. So what do you need to do to prepare for that? And the last one, number 10, is to book it in. I love this one. I love this one so much. So part of the secret formula for growth is getting out of your comfort zone, right? Like we talk about it all the time. The magic happens outside of your comfort zone. And so this one about booking it in is not only because I want you to, you know, be able to say like, oh, I did this, yay, but also because it's literally supported by science and psychology research that getting out of your comfort zone is super helpful for growth and for mindset. But you know, it's hard to find time in our busy lives and schedules to actually do these uncomfortable things, to make space for them, right? If you just, you know, move through the rest of the year, this next year of like, oh, I'll do that at some point. I'll do that at some point. I really want to do that. I really want to do that. Someday I'll do that. It'll be exactly that. It'll be someday, 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 right? It's hard to find time. It really is in our busy lives and schedules to do these things that are a little bit uncomfortable, but that are going to expand us. And it's not just going to fall into your lap. So we have to plan for it. And so that's what this one is about. It's about planning something that scares you and excites you at the same time. That is the secret formula for growth. Feels scary, feels exciting. If it has those two things, if you feel like you are going to poop your pants, but also jump up and down out of total excitement, then you know that's the thing that you need to do, right? That is the formula. Literally everything that I've done in my life that's made me feel that way, that's had that combination of like, holy shit, this is really fucking scary. I don't know if I can do it. But also when I think about actually doing it, I'm like, yes, oh my God, that would be incredible. Everything that I've done in my life that has that formula has been the best thing for me, right? It's been going out of state to college and like moving out of my hometown to go away to school all by myself where I didn't know anybody. It was choosing to study abroad in a foreign country, again, where I didn't know anybody and I was going all by myself, living with a host family. It was, oh my God, going on a date with a Spanish guy that I was like, I don't know if I can actually do this because I don't know if I can actually communicate with him. But like when I think about being on the date with a Spanish guy, I'm like, yes, that feels exciting. But I also wanted to shit my pants before that happened. And it turned out to be the best thing ever, right? It was quitting my job without a plan B and having other things fall into place that made more sense. It was turning down my corporate job offer to be able to move to Spain. It was starting my business and putting myself out there online. Like, this is the formula, right? Poop your pants scared, but feeling so fucking excited about it, okay? So that's what you want to look for. Something that's totally new and different. It could be like, it could even just be like a sport or a hobby or something that you want to try. Like, if you've always wanted to go to a certain dance class, like you want to take a heels class or a salsa class, but you're like, I don't know, I'm such a beginner, or it's really scary for me, or you want to try pole dancing, or you want to finally put yourself out there and get on a dating app, or you really want to get a tattoo, but you're scared, or you want to go skydiving, or you want to enroll in a course or a program or invest in a coach, or you want to experiment with taking yourself out on a date all by yourself and just doing an alone date and being your own best friend. Like, it could be anything. Just go for it. If it feels scary and it feels exciting, book it in, okay? That's the challenge. It's not, oh, I'm going to do this thing and then I'll do it later. It's actually putting it on the calendar. Like, lock it in, book it, it's paid for, we're doing it, ready to go, okay? That's your last challenge. So with these 10 things, again, they are just suggestions. Take what resonates most with you and leave the rest. If you want to do all 10, I can promise you, like, you'll feel incredible after it. They are, some of them are a bit more time consuming than others, but cleaning up your energetic space before the new year is a really important practice, and it not only helps us create space for those manifestations to drop in, but it also clears a lot of mental energy. Like, if you were to do all these things, like get yourself organized for how you want to be healthy in the new year, clean up your physical space, like tidy up something around your house or your car, like unsubscribe from all of those stupid emails, unfollow the accounts that aren't inspiring or serving you, clean up your phone, your camera roll. Like, if you were to do all of these things, just think about how you would feel. And that's the most important thing. It's like, once you feel expanded and reset and ready and energized, it will create different results for you as you move into the new year, which is why these things are important, which is why I'm recommending them to you. So take what resonates, leave the rest. Good luck. If you do any of these challenges, I would love for you to share them to your Instagram stories and just tag me or tag the podcast account. And it would just be fun for me to be able to see that you're actually like doing some of them. So definitely tag me. And don't forget, tickets for the Reset Challenge are now on sale, available for you to join us for the 10-day challenge to reset your mind, body, and soul. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so expansive, big community environment, and a way for you to get into my energy, work with me, and start the year on the right foot for the price of a coffee per day. I really don't know what more you could ask for. So hope to see a lot of you guys in the Reset Challenge, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye.